The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cuffing season has officially begun on Daily Pop. J-Lo, Adele, and John Mayer are all talking marriage. Lonnie Love is back with us, y'all.
We missed you. How was Puerto Rico?
Oh, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. New York was great, and we're all in blue.
Look at us. Coordinated.
Yes. Coordinated.
Coordinated for
you
the holidays.
You look good, mama. Well,
by the way, these are not buttons, but that's okay. It's okay.
The ghetto, you guys.
Now, I put them on. I'm like, oh, these fit 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wonder why.
In the words of the great philosopher Luann de Lesseps, money can't buy your class. But before we get into Morgan Shark Cummings, let's talk about a major breakup. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have split after dating for over 2 years. They both posted this announcement. We've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends. Is it possible stay best friends after a breakup?
My care level on these two breaking up is so low, it's hard for me to fake it on this show. It is so non-existent. Like, every day I kind of give a little daytime TV. This is just great. Okay, I don't know. I'm happy that they're going their separate ways. Like, I just feel like this is just, I'm so over it.
Right?
I don't think we were surprised.
No.
But you know what? Okay, because I try to find something
positive.
At least they didn't get married. You know what I mean?
Lonnie?
It's like, it was reaching the 2-year mark. And when you reach the 2-year mark, you gotta step up. And I think that might have had something to do with it.
They're also very young still. They're like 25, 26. I mean, they're still not at the place where they need to be. I mean, they're not as, I know you're very traditional. They're not as young as we think, but they're young.
They're young.
They're not getting married.
They started dating in a pandemic, then moved in with her parents in Florida. None of this told me that this relationship would last. I am sorry. When they were walking like zombies, having coffee outside in the heat of Florida, that's when I knew this is it. The minute she wore her, her granny panties with like the sweats you never wear in front of a man, the minute she showed up in public in those, I was like, oh, she deuced out. She is not trying to get him to lick anything.
About them. They're awkward, you know.
Those videos, that video when she tried to make it really lusty and he was like, I'm going to regret this, and you could just feel it happening. Like, I'm all about Shawn Mendes. I'm all about Camila Cabello. I love them both individually. I'm actually really excited for them to go their own ways. I think that they'll be friends. And they need to go be themselves.
Yeah.
They need to go grow and fulfill their potential. I feel like this relationship lasted so much longer than anybody thought. And I'm now just like, your best friends, and they signed off Camila and Shawn. Great. Okay, we're all moving on.
Well, they had different typeset, too.
Yeah.
Same message, but a different typeset.
Thank you.
That lets you know that they're already trying to be independent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need him to do, like, you know, get some grit on it.
He's
dirty.
By the way, he is a gorgeous man.
Lick something you don't want to lick. Actually see J-Lo and Ben Affleck walk down the aisle? Jennifer sounds like she's signing up for 90 Day Fiancé. Listen to what she told Hoda on the Today Show.
Your turn, Jennifer. Those two words.
For what?
The two words, marry me. Are those two words you would like to hear in the future?
Marry me, say yes.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know me, I'm a romantic. I always have been. I've been married a few times. I still believe in happily ever after, for sure.
By the way, look, that's Tom Brady right there. If Tom Brady shows up on the field, he's coming for a ring. If Jennifer Lopez gets in a relationship, she's coming for a ring. She's not dating for sport. She's not dating to say, oh, I've been dating this guy. It's going to be cute, you know, except that moment with Drake, girl. We know what you were doing.
That was a good moment.
That was a good moment. But she knew there was no ring in that one. I'm telling you right now, her second date's at the altar, honey. Like, she is going to plan a wedding with Mindy Weiss.
But that's why we love her.
I love her.
This is 20 years in the making. This wedding is a 20-year-old wedding that we've been waiting for. She knows what she wants, and she wouldn't have said it if it wasn't going to happen.
But I also feel like this is the J-Lo that we've seen. She is so settled with herself. She feels really comfortable, really playful. Like, she's not sweating the small stuff. And I feel like, ultimately, like, we just need to call it what it is. If you're going to be a massively successful woman and who has reached icon status, you have been working for 20-plus years on your career, you have maintained relevance, you're going to be married a couple effing time.
Yes.
That's what happens. You just get married. You're not meant to conform to the norm and all of these things. Like, marry him, don't marry him, whatever. I'm here for it.
Look at what she did for Ben. He got hot again. I keep saying that.
Hot.
He's hot again. We weren't thinking about Ben.
No.
And then we're like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Right. you turned into Scooby-Doo all of a sudden.
Yeah. Right. He's hot again. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations on being in her movie, Marry Me.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
What movie are you in?
We'll talk about it at the break.
What do you mean?
I love how our producers are like combing everything. They missed the one big thing this morning.
When were you in a movie?
I filmed it like 2 years ago.
What the F? What do you mean?
I thought I was going to, first of all, let me tell you guys something. I went and secretly did this movie with J-Lo in New York. I left for 4 days. We lied to you guys and told you guys we were doing something else. And I lied to them because I know a lot of times people get cut out of and I didn't want to be like, I'm in this movie, and all of a sudden, I get cut out or replaced with Lonnie Love. Lonnie comes
doing
and takes
everything.
Everybody's got their jobs.
Are you in the movie?
Not only am I in the movie, a bitch made the trailer. Okay.
Yeah!
Wait, so what do you play? What can you tell us about this?
Okay, I'm gonna show you guys the trailer at the end of the show.
Okay, good. Yes. I'm glad we're talking about this.
We're gonna get this all situated, or you can go on my Instagram, Justin A. Sylvester. I'm gonna hit you with the trailer right now.
Is this what I miss on the call in the morning?
Like, yes, that's what happens.
Everybody missed
Rebecca,
it on the call.
Rebecca, I love your call. I just can't do it.
John Mayer is also talking marriage. I don't know why.
I'm so pregnant, I can't.
Is he ready to follow in George Clooney's footsteps and walk out of the Players Club for good? Listen to the advice he got from Adele on SiriusXM's Hit One. I almost said something shady.
Should I get married?
Oh, yes, you should get married. Yes, I think it is a really incredible thing, marriage. And I know that some people probably think that I wouldn't think that, you know, and like I gave up on it. But yes, I think you should. I can't really say why, but like, I'm definitely open to marriage again. I definitely am. And the feeling I had in being married was the safest feeling I've ever had in my life. And, you know, sadly, it didn't work out. But, I miss being married.
Aw. I'm going to get myself married.
Okay.
Adele, I love you, girl. I love you. I love that you love. But you need to stop saying that out loud, okay? Because let me tell you something. Men date divorcees who have children already to buy themselves some time. Because they can say, oh, she's been there, she's done that.
Don't co-sign this.
There is no pressure. I can just go ahead. We can date for a minute. Straight men in here. Am I lying? So you gotta be careful.
Gary, are you kidding?
Gary, it's true.
Gary, let's be a little,
Gary,
let's not
it's
be
true.
Status quo.
No. By the way.
You marry Adele.
This is Adele, though.
It's Adele.
It's a whole different type of woman right there. And the current person that she is dating is very successful.
Yes.
Rich Paul.
Yes.
So his name is Rich. That I already tell you something. So, you know, I don't think that this would apply to her. But looking at the John Mayer situation, it's time for him to settle down.
You know what I love about that whole exchange is that John Mayer is me because, or Adele is me, I should say, because he literally asked her a question like, you know, Lonnie, should I get married again? Mm-hmm. And she made that all about her. She was like, you should definitely get married because I feel like
because
I miss
she's
being married.
She's feeling something. She's going through something. You can tell. And you know what? Most relatable was that, you know, like all that mess in the back of her, that's like me. I felt that in the back
the
of
clutter?
Her. Yeah, all that clutter.
No, that's rich people clutter. That's not clutter. That's
look at that.
No,
look
no, no. That. Lonnie, that's stacked books that someone paid to do.
Arbitrary like, things in the back of her. That's
no, that all came Lonnie, that all came from a showroom downtown.
Why? What is John Mayer?
By the way, I'm sorry to tell you both, the only aisle John Mayer is walking down is aisle 5, honey, to get Charmin. That man is never getting married.
I agree.
And this is the other problem. This is the other problem. Y'all need to look at men for who they are. Stop pressuring this man to get married, because then he gonna get married.
But he didn't, no one's pressuring.
No. Because then he gonna get married, and then 2 years later, he gonna have an allergic reaction to it, get divorced, and then y'all gonna be mad at him.
Let this man be a player.
He's clearly thinking about it because he asked, and I do think John Mayer is gonna have a kid. I do feel in the next 2 years, psychic powers, I do think John Mayer's gonna have a kid. This is what I need John Mayer to look like all the time, this man.
Yes.
This is the John.
Sexy,
you know I love
cut.
This in John.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
When he gets into the long hair, I'm like, don't do the long hair.
You don't think John Mayer has kids already? Yeah.
Don't, you cannot start that fire.
I'm just saying. That man was popping the coochie like he was a member
of...
This man was popping the coochie like he was a member of Two Live Crew in 1999.
But he does not have...
Pop that.
He was slinging ding-a-ling like it was his job. This man has a love child somewhere.
You think so?
Pop it. Okay, let me go put my diaphragm back in. Coming up, my new interview with the Jonas Brothers, why Joe's a little afraid of his wife, and why Nick's heading to therapy,
plus
the star who says she would let her husband have a baby with another woman.
John Mayer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nobody knows you better than your siblings, and the Jonas Brothers are about to learn the hard way.
Uh-oh.
They're getting roasted in Netflix's first ever family roast. Who paid them to do this and told me just how ugly it's gonna get?
We're doing a Jonas Brothers family roast. It's a one-of-a-kind comedy special that celebrates the universal truth that no one can get under your skin quite like your family.
Roasted.
I gotta know, who the hell talked you into this?
I don't know, but we should find them.
And fire them.
Fire them.
Kevin's flying straight out, so I feel like whatever roast he has prepared must be really good, because he's afraid to face us.
He's leaving the country.
Whose famous exes are you hoping do not walk through that door? Because I heard that there could be one or two showing up.
Bring it on, I don't give a
You guys will take it.
I mean, we signed up to do this thing. I think we know a little bit of what we're getting ourselves into. I'm a sucker for
you. I know you love your sister-in-laws, but who are you so happy you're not married to right now, because you know that she is going to ring your brother out, just do him dirty.
I've heard rumors of what Sophie has planned for you, Joe, and I don't even...
It's never good when, like, comedians that are helping us a part of this come up to me and they're like, oh man, good luck, brother. And I'm like, that's not what I want to hear before this thing.
I definitely booked therapy for Monday morning.
So. Nick even had a hit called Jealous, though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
Interesting. What other famous family would you like to see get in on this next year?
The Kardashians would be phenomenal to watch.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Also the Hemsworths. I'd love to see the Hemsworth brothers get up there.
They would do
get
it
up to bat.
Can Wahlbergs. I feel like
Wahlbergs would be great.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good start.
That's a good start. Netflix, do you guys have
Netflix.
That?
You got the budget for all those? It's getting pricey, quick. I wanna know who's in your
head, Have your kids figured out that you guys have, like, you know, global domination for the last two decades?
They're definitely aware of the Jonas Brothers, right? They love coming to the shows. They definitely love their Uncle Nick and Uncle Joe. My daughter.
Who do they love more?
Oh.
The world wants to know.
Yeah, do my job for me. They want to know.
I will say.
It for tonight.
I brought my friend's daughter to a Jonas Brothers concert recently.
Great.
And I was expecting a bunch of 13, 14-year-old girls, and I was shocked when 95% of the crowd were 30 plus.
Yeah, they grew up with us. They grew up with us, which is really special. See that our fan base, we are drinking with us every night. We're like, who's out there drinking? Not everyone, but majority of people are raising their hand. You're like, oh, this is that crowd now. And we love our fans.
Now I need to know, because I just got this Drobos for Life's tattoo. It's hurt still on my ass. Are you guys planning to go on a break?
Well, we have shows lined up for the holidays, and then we'll see. I think we're all looking forward to a little time off, but certainly not a full break hiatus like the last time when we broke up.
Yeah.
So unless somebody's gonna announce something tonight, that'd be a pretty good roast.
Let's talk to us after the show.
Yeah.
Who was to blame for the Joe Bros breaking up the first time?
I feel like there's probably some ownership that Nick took into the band breaking up. But also, he can now say he has also got it together. No harm, no foul. Full circle.
Did you give him a cut of your profits from getting back together? No. Did you negotiate that contract?
Yeah, I actually own the song Jealous now.
It's just news to me.
Hi.
Good job! Good job!
Can I get a close-up? Kevin, if you're out there, I am here for you, honey.
Yep.
Kevin is the hottest Joe Bro ever.
No.
Give me a slow creep on that. Kevin, let me know. I'm here.
Kevin was
the... What are y'all talking about?
No.
Joe!
Kevin has grown into himself and is definitely, like, relevant hot at this point, which is weird for me to say. But he had a really good outfit on during this interview. That lime suit, I was like, okay, Kevin.
That man could have showed up in hospital scrubs.
No.
It was light avocado.
No.
It was light avocado.
It was good. And then Joe's like Freddie Mercury, and then Nick is like doing your taxes.
No. All day.
Nick is doing your taxes.
No, Nick is on Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers Family Roast drops Tuesday on Netflix. Y'all said we were roasting.
By the way, this roast, yes.
All right, this conversation might go into two blocks. If your husband wants a child, but you want to focus on your career, what do you do? Reality star Tammy Roman has a solution that has me clutching my pearls. Listen to what she revealed on the critically acclaimed Emmy Award-winning talk show extravaganza, The Real.
I feel like I'm at a point where my career is starting to do and reward me for all of my efforts and the time that I've been in this business.
Yeah.
And a baby for me right now would just not be the thing to do.
Yeah.
So what I offered him
was
an opportunity for us to take a break for a year or two and let him go find someone to have a child with.
Stop it.
And then when he has his baby, we could get back together.
This is why black people should not be watching Handmaid's Tale.
You know what?
Y'all should not be watching cable TV right now, because this is the kind of that we come up with.
Listen, I appreciate the selflessness of it. Like, she really has recognized that she is not in the same place as her partner, and she wants him to be able to fulfill whatever he would like. But that means you just break up because you're not on the same path. You don't let someone have a whole ass baby with someone else, create a relationship with them, and then break up and then get back together with you. Like, that's some level of effed up that I haven't even scratched in therapy.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, the husband is 17 years younger than her.
Yes.
So she has grown children, and so she felt like, you know, he was missing out on life, and so she came up with this. But to say, he said he did not want that.
Well, good, Lonnie. That's good.
But this is the thing.
That's a good A for effort on that.
There is a 17-year age difference,
yes.
And they've been together since 2013.
Yes.
She knew that this moment was going to come for Reggie because they had tried to have kids. It didn't work. And she knew that Reggie was going to have to scratch his itch. So this is not something she came up with off the top of her head.
But also, if you marry somebody and you love them and you tried and it didn't work out and you're committed to that person, maybe that itch doesn't need to be scratched. And then you just, that's what it is. Unfortunately, you just didn't work out for you and you move on.
For sure. But look, she gave him the out. I'm just concerned with, what were you thinking about the other woman? You thought she was just going to be a concubine and you were going to just leave her as a single mother?
Well, she was saying that they could co-parent. Was saying they were co-parent.
Which some people are mad at. Look, I'm going to take some free childcare out here. And some women don't have a man to have a baby with and just want a sperm donor. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
If all three parties are on the same page, I am Gucci. However, if the tables were turned and Reggie would have came to her with that idea and said, hey, I want to do South for 2 years, go make a baby with Chantel down the street, would she have been as receptive?
But not even close. But what I don't understand is, why don't you just go the surrogate route then? If you want to have children, because she doesn't want to be, she doesn't want to deal with the raising of the child because she's done that.
Exactly.
Which I totally respect and understand.
Exactly.
But then
I think it's a different way of thinking.
It's a conversation that maybe the relate. It is a very different way of thinking. I think that's the best way to put it. It's just so far out of the realm of, it's not even norm, but just there's so much messiness to that that you're allowing into your life that there's no, it's not like you just go have a baby.
Which is the reason why I didn't do the interview.
That's going to say, Lonnie, I was going to say, oh, you're not in this. This is insane.
Oh, no, Lonnie was like, she saw that pre-interview and she was like, I am not getting my hands in any of this. Lonnie is not dumb. She's been on the show for 8 years.
God.
She'd be bypassing every interview that's about to get sticky.
Are we going to break? I need to eat my bagel. I don't even know what else to say. She's checked out.
Let mama eat.
Yes,
take a break.
I have to clear my table. I have my herb cream cheese.
We can talk about this all day.
It's getting cold.
You guys, we got Kim Raver from Grey's Anatomy. We're going to be back.
Yes. Come on, Kim.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to go and check in Peru.
No. We had a plan. We have a plan. I'm staying here with Megan and Peru, and you are going home to cook Thanksgiving with your mom and the kids.
But my ex-life just went longer than I thought. I took a shower, and now...
You're not following the plan.
That is one of my favorite episodes, favorite shows, Grey's Anatomy on ABC tonight. And with us is Dr. Teddy Altman, a.k.a. Kim Raver. Welcome, Kim!
Hi, you guys.
Hello. Welcome. Okay, so tonight is the big Thanksgiving episode.
Yes.
You have to tell us the truth. Give us the scoop. Is somebody going to die?
Well, I can never tell you that. I mean, it's all about saving a life, right? I'd be a horrible doctor and a horrible, you know, doing like some publicity if I was like, yes, and someone's going to die. I don't know. You have to stay tuned. But I will say that there's just a lot of stuff, like typical kind of Grey's Anatomy. And, you know, some people reconnect and don't connect.
Ooh.
And it's, you know, like family holiday drama.
Oh, you know what that's about. That's gonna be messy.
Well, she's been sharing sneak peeks on Instagram. It looks like you're having a blast, Kim. What is it really like between the takes?
It depends on sort of what we're shooting. I mean, I will say we have such an incredible crew. They're amazing and we're all so close and, you know, not to sound cheesy, but we really are a family. I mean, we're doing a lot of, this episode that we're filming now is so insane and so good that you just, in those moments of long hours and intensity, you get really close. And so not only is the cast kind of close, but also with our crew. And I think there's moments where we need to find the laughter because sometimes it's kind of so intense in storytelling.
Right.
Good point.
There's a lot of fun.
Okay, speaking of closeness, we have to go there. You've obviously worked with Ellen Pompeo for years. Give us something that people might not know about her.
Ellen. I'm like, I'm not going to give secrets away. You guys are finding the secrets. Everyone knows she's from Boston. I will not give the secrets away.
Her favorite candy. What's her favorite candy? Give us something like that.
Her favorite candy?
It's all about food for me right now.
I know. You know she's pregnant, so everything's about candy or
like,
food
what kind
eating.
Of candy is she eating?
I love that you were like, I need to take a bagel break.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim Raver, for understanding me and knowing that I need to have a bagel.
Totally get it. I was telling you that I was filming when I was pregnant both, and I'd be like, wait, hold the tape. After, I was like, I need to eat. Hold on a second. And then when I actually had the babies, I was like, I need to go nurse. So so you need to film some other thing, like the surgery, the wall. I was like, you know, they figure it out. So.
You've been there.
See? I loved you on 24, by the way. And a few years back, you left Grey's Anatomy for a few seasons. Mm-hmm. What brought you back?
Back to Grey's?
Yes.
Well, because I had finished 24, they killed me off in London. So I came back home. And then Krista Vernoff came up with this amazing story and asked if I wanted to come back. And I loved it so much. And I loved Teddy so much. And I really do love this group. And I just thought there was so much more to tell about Teddy, you know, about her past and, you know, why she is who she is. And sort of the messiness between Teddy and Owen. And so it was really an easy decision.
She's like you. Kim's like you, Lonnie. She stays working, right?
We keep our coins,
yes,
okay, Kim?
Exactly.
Right?
Okay, so obviously we spoke about you had babies. You have two teenage boys now, which is, I mean, kudos to you. That's insane. What do you do? I mean, first of all, do you get any downtime? And what do you like to do in your downtime?
I don't really get a lot of downtime. I will say I was one of those people who did sourdough and probably everyone is so sick of hearing it, but I loved it. I got really obsessive about it. You know, like each loaf I was like, my kids were like, more bread? Yes, here, try this. And the starter, you got to keep the starter. And when I was going away, I had to like, I did a whole like video of, for like my boys to like make sure they feed my starter. Which sounds ridiculous, but like I think if you cook sourdough bread, like you sort of understand like your starter becomes like your little baby. You're like, right. You have to keep feeding it in order for it to kind of keep growing so that you can cook with it. So I did get into that.
That's not easy.
And now whenever I have, it's not easy, but it is kind of easy. But I will say now I go visit my son in New York because he's in college. Aww. And so the minute I have a break, I'm like that mom on the plane, like weeping. I'm like, I just saw my son and he's in college. And they're like, okay, lady. And they put their like headphones in. They're like, we can't hear you crying about your kids anymore.
Oh,
look, I'm crying.
It's a part of the plan, right? That's what mamas do. They cry over it. Kim, you are a doll. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Come back anytime. You guys, Grey's Anatomy airs tonight on ABC. Cannot wait to see who does or does not get killed off.
Exactly.
And coming up, Halle Berry tells us that the hardest thing she's ever done, her personal new interview next.
Oh,
plus, we're
really?
Talking fashion and fight scenes with Marvel's newest star, Hailee Steinfeld. Ow!
Hailee Steinfeld and Jeremy Renner hit the red carpet last night for the premiere of their new series, Hawkeye. Mm. Now, Jeremy kept things cute in a button-up velvet moment, and Hailee brought the glam in some Vera Wang, honey. Ooh.
Damn, she looks really good. I love that button on that skirt.
She always looks this damn good.
She kind of really does. I'm a big Hailee Steinfeld fan. She always looks buttoned up and chic.
Have you ever seen her in person?
Is that velvet?
I feel like I've seen her in person.
He's in velvet. Yeah, he's in velvet.
I like velvet.
But you know what velvet says, Lonnie?
What?
Holiday.
Yes. And are we happy for the holidays coming?
Holiday.
By the way, honey, we live in LA. It was 82 degrees outside.
Hailee
told us why she's not afraid to experiment with her style and what it's really like to enter the bank. I mean, the Marvel Universe. Take a look. Did you know they get that money?
I feel like, you know, fashion is such a form of self-expression. It's always fun to just play around and have fun with it.
Holy shit! There are arrows more dangerous than that one?
I could not wait. I was in the middle of another project and all I could think about was, I already know that this is just gonna be night and day difference, completely new world than what I'm doing right now and what I've ever done. And that it was.
She's, what a fierce, I met her as a little creature. She was just a beautiful little, I think she was 12 or 13 during True Grit. And to get to work with her now as a young woman, and she's just as fierce as she was then, but what a wonderful spirit. She brings such joy, and she brings a lot to the table, man. She's a special individual, for sure.
You guys, you can catch Hawkeye on Disney Plus starting November 24th. Now, Halle Berry plays a badass MMA fighter in Bruised, and she's revealing it was her dream to step into the ring, even if it meant breaking a few ribs here and there.
Ow!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack
Jackie, Pretty Bull Justice.
I've always been a fan of boxing. I was going to marry Bobby Chez when I was 10 years old. I grew up with Muhammad Ali and Foreman and Frazier and Sugar Ray Leonard and, you know, all these great. I didn't have a dad in the home, so these guys became figures in my life that I looked to. They were very important in my growing. When I saw women really being able to perform within the sport, I became a huge MMA fan.
First day back at school, always a bastard. Come on, pick it up, pick it up.
I got to push myself further than I even thought I could go. I couldn't imagine that I could actually do what I was able to learn how to do in such, 2 years it took me, but relatively, that's a short period of time to be able to do some of these very sophisticated martial arts techniques and make it seem like you've been doing it, you know, pretty much most of your life.
You used to be Jackie Justice, right?
Still am.
Hallie pushed herself so hard, she cracked her ribs during filming.
I had broken 3 ribs in the movie before, John Wick. And when I told them about those broken ribs, they shut the movie down for 6 to 8 weeks. And I knew that if I told them this, they would shut me down. And in all reality, I may never be able to come back to it. I realized I had to do what real fighters do. When they're in a fight and they get hurt, they have to keep going. Quitting wasn't really part of my vocabulary.
Hallie's kicking butt on camera, and behind the scenes, she's taking on directing for the first time.
It's probably one of the hardest things. It is one of the hardest things. It is the hardest thing I've ever done. Hands down. I'm really happy that I took on this challenge. I'm happy that I got to the other side of it, but it was the hardest work I've ever done.
Hallie is the only Black woman to ever win an Oscar for Best Actress. So how would it feel if she wins Best Director?
Oh my God. I don't even know. That would probably put me off the... I don't... My brain would explode.
Best Actress. The first.
First. Yep.
We were talking about... It was always supporting.
Yeah.
We got that. Yeah, but yeah, she was the first.
That was not that long ago. That's insane. Okay.
Can you imagine being the lady who's supposed to hit Halle Berry in the movie?
I
would be like, I'm not touching that face, bitch. I'm not about to be sued.
That face does not move for 1 second.
I am not about to make one wrong step.
I wouldn't hit her.
Hit this woman.
Look, come here.
Wow, she's doing a lot in this movie. I mean, all the training, all of the hard work she had to do, and directing. Forget it.
Out of control.
That's a lot.
Bruise is in select theaters now and hits Netflix November 24th.
Ew.
Up next, Olivia Jade on Life After Dancing with the Stars. Did she get her redemption? She's here with her dance partner, Val.
I love Val.
Don't go anywhere.
The couple at the very bottom and leaving right now is Olivia and Val. This is crazy. You guys have brought so much to this competition, right? You have to give it up for them. Olivia danced her butt off. Val choreographed his butt off. We are sad to see you guys go.
Here live with us now, Olivia and Val, everybody.
I know, that's very sad. I was very shocked, by the way. I was like, really? I don't think that was the right move. Just
know,
my personal
right?
opinion. Yeah, no, I didn't think that was the
know
right
what,
move.
I second that.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm with
I'll
you
take
on
it.
That.
Right? Did you ever think you were going to get this far in this
no.
competition?
Oh, my gosh, no. I thought I was going to get voted off, like, episode 2. 3 was a stretch.
Right?
4 seemed impossible. So the fact that we got to 8 was wild.
That's the spirit.
It's yeah. so... But also, like, I mean, obviously, with everything that had gone down, I mean, the fact that you did this show, you said that you went on this show to sort of redeem yourself, and then to have the support of people... you know, behind you to be like, we're gonna push this girl through. How good did that feel?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it felt really great.
Like, amazing.
Yeah, and I think people, like, really did see just a different side of me mm-hmm. in a certain degree where that made me feel, I think that was, like, the most special thing I took away from it, just knowing that some people watched it and kind of got to know me for me, which was really rewarding, so.
Do you feel like you got that redemption that you were looking for?
I don't know where that came from because I never went on the show saying, like, this is my redemption story. I think that this is just kind of what it's become, and that's like what the narrative has been.
Oh, the
so
narrative,
I'm just
always.
Riding with
always
it.
A narrative.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, but I didn't go into it thinking like, oh, I have to redeem myself, so I'm doing this show. I just got the offer. I was hesitant at first because I was like, I don't even know if I can dance.
Right.
So I was really terrified. And then I said yes. And then I think it kind of just one thing led to another. Now people are saying it's my redemption story.
Hey, I mean, look at this. I'll take it.
I'll take it too.
Whatever works.
I watched Dancing with the Stars because there was a bad boy with an accent on it. By the His way, name was Val.
He interrogated Val from the second he walked on. He's like, tell me everything about you.
Tell me everything about you. And I heard this might be your last season. What the hell?
Well, I mean,
is that a narrative that's not true either?
Listen, it's a narrative that's on my mind, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's not confirmed. The reason why I said that is because it's before, you know, I joined the show and then I blinked and it's 17 seasons later.
Wow.
It's a lot of seasons, back to back to back, and I'm grateful for the project. I'm grateful I got to, you know, showcase my talent, work with incredible people like Olivia. You know, I don't know what the future holds. I'm excited to be back on the show if they have me back, but I'm also excited to try other things and new things and you know, explore different venues.
I want to know.
17 seasons.
We see JoJo and
Jenna.
And Jenna doing their thing, same sex couple.
Yep.
Val, I gotta know, if I got on the show, would you dance with me? and we're doing, look, we tango and lambada and we're doing the salsa.
All of it.
Every week. We're doing it every week.
All the forbidden. I mean, yeah, I'm down. Listen, to me, it's an expression, it's an opportunity to do what I love. And, you know, if you're a good teammate, if you're gonna work hard and listen to my, you know, accented direction.
Oh, he's gonna like it.
Then it is what it is. Then let's do it.
If you lead with force, I can do it.
I got you.
Do you guys have any? Oh my God. If you guys like, there's obviously a few people left. Any personal predictions of who's gonna take home the trophy?
I mean,
I think we're biased because Jenna and JoJo, obviously.
I don't think I'm biased. I think it's just what it is. I think it should be Jenna and JoJo.
Same.
Also think Amon could. Yeah.
He has been
people.
Surprising the hell out of me.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised either if that happened.
So crazy.
I think the season has been very competitive. A lot of wonderful people. Amanda was in the final. Amanda, Cody, both of these guys, you know, they're great. But I just think body of work, consistency, the fact that coming into the season, you know, that image was something that was going to be like outrageous and never going to make sense.
Yeah.
Now, 10 weeks later, not just makes sense, but is one of the most creatively expressive, like,
it's phenomenal,
you know, pieces that we've had on the show. So to me, Jenna and JoJo are easily deserving of winning. Yeah. And in a close second is Iman and Danielle because of what they were able to accomplish. That's it. I don't think there should be any other conversation about it.
By the way,
else.
There's not going to be. I'm scared to even ask another question. I'm like, whatever Val says.
Hey,
you dipped your toe back into Hollywood with Dancing with the Stars, and now you're jumping in
with your
full
podcast,
throttle
yes.
with your podcast, Conversations with Olivia Jade. Are you scared to get back out there and be honest and open with people?
I think yes. I'm scared of being vulnerable just because I think for so long I would put up this wall and I'd act a certain way that just wasn't really myself, or I wouldn't talk about things super personal to me because if people didn't like it or I got a bad response, it didn't hurt. Because I'm like, well, it's not really me. So.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about this too.
Yeah. You know? But now I think it's such a great platform where I know I have to be honest and, you know, just really open with the audience because I think that's also helpful, especially in certain topics like the last episode we did, I had a really amazing like life coach come in and she talked all about stress.
It. Wow.
But the response was so positive and so many like young girls seemed to really like benefit from those types of conversations. So hopefully just gonna keep going in that direction.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that.
That's how you have to do it.
Yeah. That's how you gotta do it.
Blinders
you know?
On, just go straight yes. forward and don't worry about what anybody says.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have been fans of yours and behind you the whole way. So I'm happy that you are back and expressing yourself. Val, I'll see your ass on the dance
floor. Season 18, 2025.
Uh-huh. And Conversations with Olivia Jade is available on iHeartRadio. And Dancing with the Stars airs Mondays on ABC. Mm. And Val After Dark on OnlyFans, $3.99.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, our holiday gift guides continue with some great ideas for under 50 bucks. Woo! You don't have to drive to a mall or scroll the internet for a perfect gift you can actually afford. Because in today's Holiday Gift Guide, we're showing you some amazing gifts that cost $50 or less.
Ooh.
And all you have to do is scan that QR code before they are gone. Now, I'm going to start with one of my favorites because the best way to get to somebody's heart is through food.
Yes!
And I love a compact air fryer. It saves the counter space. It looks cute. And it's easy to use. All you got to do is set it and forget it. So let me make you some fries, Lonnie. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's all about you today. It's all about you today.
It's about me?
You know what? Since it's all about you, these Bob slippers from Skechers, they're a classic holiday gift.
Ooh.
And they're the gift that keeps on giving because once we... Once you put them on your feet, you go ahead and we give you...
You're trying to put eight on these 10.
God damn it, Lonnie. They're from Bob's. They're good. They're Gucci. Now, my favorite thing is this naked cashmere headband. Who doesn't like cashmere? So this is the perfect thing you can do. I'm not gonna take off your wig.
You can
put it on the wig to accentuate the wig. Or you can use it as an eye mask to get your lover ready. You see that? Uh-huh. Now, Lonnie got her nails done because she knew she was coming on the show today and I was going to embarrass her.
Okay.
But for anybody out there, if you're on a budget like me and you need an all-in-one mani system from Olive and June, take off the headband so you can see this deal.
No.
You get nail polishes. You get this amazing poppy that helps you put the nail polish on.
Wow.
You got cuticle cream. We have bumpers. We have nail polish remover. You have everything that you need. This is under $50.
Under 50?
And by the way, I love this because you can split it up and give it to two friends if you want to be real cheap. This Sephora makeup set, where's that thing? Here, clean beauty. All clean products, all safe, all vegan. Great for traveling, and it's good for the friend who loves to put a little makeup on the go. That's actually
good.
Really good.
This is real good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my favorite.
What?
The mini masking kit from Peter Thomas Roth. It's a 5 different masks. This is just $19.
No.
It's the best stocking stuffer ever. I love
all of
these masks. Everyone has a favorite. What I love about these two, you can throw like a little lunch at your house and use these as placeholders.
Oh.
They're so adorable.
Oh.
Am I right?
You are right, absolutely. I love all of this stuff and I'm gonna take it all.
Let me just try to put that 8 on you again. Now you guys, you can go to eonline.com/shop just so you know, E makes a commission.
I love this.
And we'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Damn, Lonnie, what size is your
Happy
foot?
Happy holiday. God,
damn, let me fry that toe. Give me that air fryer. Fry this foot.
All right, let's do it again from the top.
The Marry Me concert tour is something you will not want to miss.
In 36 hours, superstar Kat Valdez and Grammy-winning Bastion will perform their new song, Marry Me, and exchange vows in front of a streaming audience of 20 million people.
See you tomorrow. Tonight, tonight,
tonight. I'll be the one in the veil.
I have to call you back. I cannot do the movie with Meryl. I have something else going on. Lonnie and I are doing a commercial together.
By the way, he's the new you. How the hell? Read your damn intro.
I told y'all earlier I got my moment in that new trailer for J-Lo's movie, Marry Me. Now you get to see it.
I need to know, first of all, how was it filming and how did they reach out to you and ask you about this?
I'm going to talk about it tomorrow because we only have 30 seconds left. It was the scariest moment of my life.
How many takes?
Oh, I didn't have that many because J-Lo only had 45 minutes.
Yep.
She had to catch a plane to Super Bowl. It was crazy. But we'll talk about it tomorrow
because
Lonnie
James.
Is back tomorrow.
Happy birthday to my boo-boo James.
You just are bringing that up.
I know. We got to go. Bye, see you.
Bye.